man that God bless anything tested. No, no, so Jesus Christ said, there is every time. No, all the muscle of all the crew. Remember, so the end them down for Jesus Christ. Lift them high. I'm not here for Christ. Bust the place. Bust the place. No, no, no. Bust it. Yeah.
What did he just say?
Respect in every aspect and special grace of the man that God bless anything tested. No, no, so Jesus Christ said, there is every time. No, all the muscle of all the crew. Remember, so the end them down for Jesus Christ. Lift them high. I'm not here for Christ. Bust the place. Bust the place. No, no, no. Bust it. Yeah.
Remix.
Respect in every aspect and special grace of the man that God bless anything tested. No, no, so Jesus Christ said, there is every time. No, all the muscle of all the crew. Remember, so the end them down for Jesus Christ. Lift them high. I'm not here for Christ. Bust the place. Bust the place. No, no, no. Bust it. Yeah.
Good morning. Good morning. Columbus, Ohio. Mail handlers all over the world. Yeah, just try to give you a little different opening today. But let's get started with the Postal Podcast. Yeah, I wanted to give you a little something different on the opening today. Again, hopefully keeping everybody in a good mood. Hey, listen, today's Postal Podcast, very short one again, we'll keep it under 15 minutes, is on Article 17. Now, Article 17 is the article in our contract that deals with representation. Article 17.1 says, stewards may be designated for the purpose of investigating, presenting, and adjusting grievances. Article 17.2, the union will certify to the employer in writing a steward or stewards and alternates in accordance with the following general guidelines. Where more than one steward is appointed, one shall be designated chief steward. The selection and appointment of stewards or chief stewards is the sole and exclusive function of the union. Stewards will be certified to represent employees in specific work locations on their tour, provided no more than one steward may be certified to represent employees in a particular work location. The number of stewards shall be in accordance with the formula as hereinafter set forth. Now, that formula simply tells you the number of employees in a bargaining unit per tour or station. So what I'm about to read to you now is, depending on the number of mail handlers you have, that represents the number of regular stewards you may have. From 0 to 49, you should have one regular steward. From 50 to 99, there should be two regular stewards. From 100 to 199, there should be three regular stewards. 200 to 499, it's five regular stewards. And 500 or more mail handlers per tour, not collectively for the whole building, there's five stewards. So every 100 employees, you'll have a steward. Now, I'm going to, in the paragraph that follows that, at each installation, the union may certify one representative employed at the installation to represent employees in all work locations and on all tours in complaints involving issues of general application in that installation. Such complaints involving tour-wide and or installation-wide issues, including but not limited to local policy issues, casual employment, utilization, and acts of God. The activities of such union representative shall be in lieu of a steward designated under the formula above and shall be in accordance with Section 13.3. Payment, when applicable, shall be in accordance with Section 17.4. Now, let me say this to you. I'm going to read paragraph B, and then we'll bring it all together. Again, I'm talking Article 17.2, paragraph B right now. At an installation, the union may designate in writing to the employer one union representative actively employed at the installation to act as a steward, to investigate, present, and adjust a specific grievance, and to investigate a specific problem to determine whether to file a grievance. The activities of such union representative shall be in lieu of a steward designated under the formula in Article 2A, and shall be in accordance with the Section 17.3. Payment, when applicable, shall be in accordance with Section 17.4. Now, you might ask yourself, well, Ken, how does that help me? Well, let me tell you how it helps you, again, as we concentrate on making stewards and employees more knowledgeable in our contract. Well, in every office in Local 304, there is a certification sheet. Now, the reason I break this down for you on Article 17 is, look, when you go to work, look at your certification sheet. And if you're like Columbus, it's probably not correct, but it can be fixed. So if you understand the total number of stewards per employees, and you're not in compliance, you might want to raise that issue with your branch president or your local. Don't raise it with the local president. Raise it with your branch president and let them do whatever it is that needs to be done there. Now, you might ask yourself, well, why is that important? Well, if we are out of compliance in Article 17, it is very possible that management can throw out grievances because we're not in compliance. Now, and again, and I speak directly to the staff in Columbus. Our Tour 2 has been out of compliance for some time, but for whatever reason, it just won't get fixed. So to members around the nation that hear this, and again, read Article 17. Look at Article 17 compared to your certification sheet that's hanging in your office. And if it's correct, kudos to you. But if it's not correct, take steps to get it corrected. Again, we have a choice. We're going to be a union that makes deals in the dark, or we're going to be a union that is based on 100% compliance with our national agreement. And that's a choice as members we all have to make. And I say to you, if you're on the side of let's have compliance, then I'm the person that you definitely want leading Local 304. Now, if you're satisfied with incorrect certification sheets, amongst other things, and you're happy as the union is running today, then your choice is still vote for me. But no, and then you choose. If you're happy with the way things are going, then you choose to remain that, you know, to stay the course. But if you're not, I just want you to know that I am ready, available, and waiting to lead the union. Now, the reason I go back to Article 17, the reason Article 17 was a topic today is because I just looked at the certification sheet that hangs in my office. Again, I'm suspended on all accounts, but we have a chief steward who is authorized to do what I should be doing as the branch president. So again, I just want to let you know, check your Article 17, and if your certification isn't right, take steps to get it right. Don't be surprised if you take steps to get it right and you're met with a lot of opposition. Okay, sometimes, and I really do mean this, sometimes we can be wrong for so long that we convince ourselves that we're right. I'm here to tell you, if it's wrong and we prove that it's wrong, we're going to make it right. Hey, this is Kenny Hodge, branch president, Columbus, Ohio, soon to be your local president, always trying to provide information so that we can be more informed with our national agreement. And again, if you know what's right and what's wrong, then you will have a better understanding of how to correct it. Take it up,
Hey, members, while I have your attention, one little quick announcement I'd like to make and share with you. I've been asked to do EEOs for several mail handlers that are not in the Columbus office. So it's very possible you'll see Ken Hodge in your office in the next couple of months representing members on EEOs. Now, the reason I want to point this out to you is when I come to your office, we are still union brothers and sisters. I can be campaigning for whatever union position I want. But whenever I come to your office to represent EEOs, that's not a fight or anything against the union. That is me going against management. And I need you to really keep that in mind because I may need some assistance from you when I come in your office. And don't shy away because I'm a candidate for local president. Again, EEOs are a situation where I am trying to show management a wrong they did to a mail handler. So again, it's us against them, and that's not the everyday environment we want to dwell in, but when I come in here to represent EEOs, that's what it is, us against them, mail handler against the agency. So again, don't be afraid to show Brother Hodge some love when he comes to your office or come around your office. You don't have to shy away from me. Let's all be united in solidarity and help me bring mail handlers back to work. Thank you.